The story I'm going to tell you is a family story. When my dad was just a little boy, 10 years old, his father died. When his father died, he left his mother with 5 children, 3 daughters and 2 boys, a worn-out farm back in the woods of North Florida, and a magnificent herd of cattle, free-range cattle, longhorn cattle, descendants of the Spanish herds brought over in the 16th century. They were very valuable. One morning he was out cold, sound asleep, and his mama came in and she said, Son, there's a hurricane coming. I need you to go out and bring the herd in. He'd done the roundup before, but it was with his dad and his brother. He'd never done that by himself. But his brother and his sisters, they all had other jobs to do, to batten down the hatches and get things ready for that storm. Yes, ma'am, I can do it. He went out and saddled up Gracie. Gracie, that little Florida cracker pony, tough little horse. He called old Joe and they took off, started riding down into the woods. They went into the savannas where the longleaf pines still grew. They went into the sand hills. They went into the bogs where the jacks in the pulpit were and the bog button screw. It was coming on late afternoon, and he could see those clouds rolling and boiling in the distance, coming in over the Gulf of Mexico. And he thought maybe he wasn't going to make it. But still, he was determined to bring that complete herd in. And he went down in the St. Mark's River, where those old longhorn steers loved to drink that ice-cold water and eat that pure green eel grass. And old Joe nipped their heels and brought them out, and they were on their way home. But the thunder kept getting closer, and it was blowing them towards the house, but they couldn't go any faster, and he was nervous. The herd was nervous. Even Gracie, he could feel it. Gracie was nervous. Old Joe was just doing his job. One of those steers kept wanting to make a break. Thunder rolled directly overhead, and blew lightning just as he shot it with that whip. And that blue light floated over the herd from horn to horn, horn to horn, and then up the whip handle, all the way up his arm until it covered him and Gracie too. And they rode in that eerie blue light. Shoo! Lightning struck again. It hit a deadhead cypress. Millions of splinters flew. The cattle split. Gracie ran. Oh, Joe, he went home. That boy held on for dear life, said he took a mouthful of the mane, lost his feet in the stirrups, and was just holding on with his feet flying behind him, trying to stay on that little horse. And they went over creeks, they went around trees, they went through brambles, until Gracie's hoof slid into a root. And that boy went head over heels, and landed with a thud. The rain poured down, and the water came up. Boy, he heard this voice. Boy, you gotta wake up, child. There ain't room for two in here. Son, I said, wake up. You can't stay in here. You're too young to be in here. And He stretched and he lifted his head and he opened his eyes and he could feel the rain pouring on him like bullets and the wind whipping around. The palm trees looked like moths flying around. He was in that hurricane. Gripped something cold and hard. Child? Child, I said, you gotta get up out of here. It ain't your time, boy. Wake up! Wake up! And this time, he was able to come to consciousness. Oh, he was so uncomfortable. He stunned by the lightning, stunned by the fall. And what was he laying on? Lightning struck again overhead, and he saw what was in his hand. It was long and cold and white. It was a human bone. Oh, God, I've got to get out of here. I have to get out. And he started trying to climb out, but he couldn't gain purchase. The rain was coming down. The water was coming up, and he would slide back into that bed of bones. He was in a sunken grave. Now, old Joe was back at the house. He was in his favorite spot underneath the porch, dry as a bone himself. But he heard that boy. He heard that boy crying for help, and he said he could hear him, yelp, yelp, coming back, coming to find that boy. He got to the side of the grave, and he started to come down. Oh, no, Joe, no, don't you come in here. Find Gracie. And old Joe did. My daddy always told me, he says, that old dog had more common sense than your average human being. He nipped at Gracie's heels, and thank God she was not hurt. And when that horse's head dipped over the edge of that grave and those reins dropped in, that boy was able to gain purchase and pull his way out. Started to get on Gracie, and he looked down at that wet dog, and he said, Gracie, you want to ride? Gracie never rode a horse before. Excuse me. Joe never rode Gracie before. It would be funny, wouldn't it? Well, they rode home in that rain and in that wind. Bent over. He could see his mom in the door with the lantern waiting for him. Oh, son, put Gracie up and get back in the house. Get back in the house, boy. And he got to the corral, and it was filled with cattle. Oh, Joe had brought most of the herd home. Joe, you want to come in the house? Joe had never been in the house before. But he went in that night. Joe sat at that boy's feet and ate from his plate that night. And the next morning, when they woke up, old Joe was sleeping at the end of the bed. He'd never slept in a bed before, much less in a house. And that little boy looked at him and he said, Joe, I think you got a new name. Blue Lightning. Thank you.